Welcome to the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk is called Imagery of Rebirth Yoga. It is the fourth selection in the series entitled Inward Journey, East and West. And now, Joseph Campbell.
In my first talk, I tried to suggest something of what seemed to me to be the function served by traditional mythology, saying also something of the way in which our own tradition has sort of slipped so that the communication is not as effective as it might be. And I tried also at that time to suggest something of the distinction between the Oriental and Occidental ideals of the ideal life of the individual, first in relation to society, and then in relation to self-discovery. And then last evening, I was speaking principally about the difficulties when a tradition, as it seems to me is the case with ours, is not rendering its message, how one may fall away from this, and I took the phenomenology of schizophrenia as an example. Now, with the schizophrenic, you have a person drowning, so to say, in the ocean of the imagery of the instinct system. What I want to talk about today is the miracle of the person who knows how to swim in this. Now, when we come to the question of rebirth, the imagery of rebirth is of two main orders. That which is symbolized, so to say, in the moon, which dies and is resurrected, and is the chief symbol of this miracle of rebirth in time. The moon sheds its shadow as a serpent sheds its skin. And so the serpent plays a role also as a symbol of this same principle of the life which is reborn from its own death. The moon, the horns of the moon, are seen rendered in the horns of the bull. And so the bull in traditional mythologies also is associated with this symbology of death and rebirth. And the sacrificial bull, the sacrifice of the bull, is symbolic of the sacrifice of that mortal part in us which leads to the release of the eternal. Now, the other idea of rebirth is that of not coming back at all, not being reborn here, but passing beyond the spheres of rebirth altogether to a transcendent light. And the typical image for this is the sun. The sun is all light. The moon carries darkness within it. But wherever the sun goes, there is no darkness. There are only the shadows of those forces that do not open to its light. And so the image of the sun door speaks of another kind of rebirth, the return of the lost one, the one lost in the spheres of shadows and time, to that eternal root, which is his own great root. The animal symbolic of this, as the bull symbolic of the moon, is the lion with his great radiant solar face. And as the sun rising quenches the moon and quenches the stars, so the lion roar sends the grazing animals scattering, and the lion pouncing on the bull, which is a motif that you'll see in primitive art, particularly in the Middle East, in Persian art, is symbolic of this business of the sun rising and quenching the moon. In contrast to the serpent, we have the eagle, which is the solar bird. And so we have these parallels, eagle against serpent, lion against bull, sun against moon. The great mythological figures of the early mythologies of the vegetal rebirth of life every year, coming back, such figures as Tammuz, Adonis, and Osiris are associated primarily with the bull symbol. But when we come to a figure like the Buddha, who represents the transcendence of all reincarnation whatsoever, we have the lion symbol. And if you look at the Buddha thrones in the art of India, you'll see it is a lion throne. And the Buddha's message is said to be the lion roar. Now, what I want to talk about today is how to learn to roar like a lion.